I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. It was on this date 5 years ago when a super tornado outbreak hit parts of west and west central Alabama in 2011. Over 50 people were killed in the city of Tuscaloosa and 12% of the town was destroyed. Tuscaloosa's acting planning director, Philip O'Leary, spent the first hours of the tornado in his office. When he finally visited the damage zone, one thing stuck with him.
I remember standing beside where Krispy Kreme stood, and I could smell the donuts, but the building was rubble. And that, I can still remember that smell today, and I still have that feeling.
Join the Alabama Public Radio News team tonight at 7 for our special presentation, Legacy of the Storm. You can also go to APR.org to hear Alabama Public Radio's 8-part series on the 5th anniversary of the tornado outbreak. The House Budget Committee approves a compromise bill dividing state settlement money from the BP oil spill. It will use money to pay off state debts and pay for road projects in coastal counties. The proposal would also help close most of a gap in next year's Medicaid budget. The bill would monetize the settlement by selling bonds. Much of the money, nearly $450 million, would pay back money borrowed during past budget shortfalls. An estimated $191 million would go for road projects at the coast. Budget Chairman Steve Klaus says the plan would free up $55 million for Medicaid. Medicaid officials said they needed $85 million more to maintain services next year. Alabama's rivers and lakes are being cleaned up one body of water at a time. This week, volunteers are gathering at Smith Lake to help clean up. The cleanup is in coordination with the Renew Our Rivers. It's one of the Southeast's largest river cleanup campaigns. Since 2000, volunteers have collected more than 14 million pounds of trash and debris. Jim Eason is the president of the Western County Smith Lake Advocacy. He says there are many reasons to keep the lake clean, ranging from the aesthetics to the activities that occur on the lake.
Well, it affects an awful lot of people, whether you own property on the lake, whether you fish, whether you swim, you know, whatever activity that you have. Smith Lake is not a lake that is used for drinking water, but as far as the looks of the lake, it just enhances it tremendously.
The cleanup will be happening this week from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Clear Creek Recreation Area. Volunteers are asked to wear comfortable clothes and closed-toed shoes. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.